Calling UPMC Community Health Choices Service Coordination. Your protected health information is treated and kept in accordance with all privacy laws. Please note, this call may be monitored and is being recorded. We welcome your feedback on your experience today, as it helps us to improve our service. Please stay on the line after your call for a brief survey.
Hello, good morning, and thank you for calling UPMC Community Health Choices. My name is Chris with Service Coordination. We are on a recorded line. How may I help you?
Good morning, Miss. This is Valeria calling from Family Affairs Admissions Department. I'm calling regarding the patient Terry Davis.
Can I have your first name?
My first name?
Yes.
Valeria.
Can you spell it?
V-A-L-E-R-I-A.
And you're calling from Family First?
Correct.
Home care? Family First Home Care?
Family First Care, yes.
And a good callback number?
267-551-7436.
Can I have an MPI or tax ID number?
MPI 18912527 55.
Confirm 18912527 55.
Correct.
Participant's first and last name.
The what?
The participant's first and last name.
Okay, participant name is Teddy, T-E-D-D-Y, and last name, Davis.
Date of birth?
Date of birth, 251964.
May I have you verify his full address and telephone number?
Okay, telephone number 267-560-9328.
And the telephone number?
It's that one, 267-560-560.
I'm sorry, the address.
Oh, the address is 1006 Willowgrove Avenue, Apartment 5, Glenside, 19038.
And the reason for the call?
The reason of my call is because the caregiver, that is his daughter, she has stated that sometimes the patient receives services from her house, so the patient used to spend time there, so no one of the clocks came from the patient address. So remember that EVV should be from patient address. So she has stated that the service coordinator approved to receive services some days a week from her address, so we need to confirm with the service coordinator if the patient can receive services from her daughter, from his daughter address, so I can add it a secondary address and we can build the visits.
Do you mind if I place you on a brief hold to see if the service coordinator is available?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. for Holden Belair. I have you connected with Anissa, the service coordinator. She'll be happy to further assist you from here. I hope you both enjoy the rest of your day, and thank you for calling UPMC Community Health Services.
Thank you for your help. You have a good one.
You're very welcome. You too.
Hello.
Good morning, Anissa. This is Valeria calling from Family First.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for asking, Anita. Do you already have the patient information? Or
yes, Patrick Davis.
Okay, yes. I was calling because the caregiver stated that the patient can receive services from her address. Because no one of the clocks came from patient address, so I need to you confirm if the patient can or cannot receive services from her address, so I can add it as secondary address, but I need to you let me know if he can or he cannot receive services in this secondary address. Because the caregiver is his daughter, so some days a week the patient used to spend time there, but no one of the clocks came from patient address. Remember that EVV should the home care services, the services start and end from client's home.
Right. So I wasn't aware of this. So if you can have them give me a call to confirm this, specifically Mr. Davis,
okay.
But I can't authorize that because I'm not going to authorize that and, you know, nobody's going out to see him. So I have to speak with him first.
Okay.
Just to make sure that he's actually going there.
Mm-hmm. Understood. Okay, so you're going to confirm with them today?
Yeah. Are you able to have him give me a call? Because I know sometimes I'm not always able to get in contact with him right away.
Okay, yes.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, Miss, you want to call me back?
Yeah, I'll give you a call back once I speak with him.
Perfect, Miss. I will be attentive, okay? Thank you so much for your time.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.